Jesus' powerful preaching reminds us that faith is not about knowing what the future holds, but who holds the future. Let's listen as our brother in the gospel, Elder Larry Lester, speaks on the topic, Oh, How Jesus Preached with Power.
Hello, everybody. Praise God. Amen. I got a little water up here. All of a sudden, I'm beginning to, my throat's got growl for something. Praise God. I get a little water. Praise God. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn your Bibles to, I'm going to try to get through this and not to keep you long. I already been warned. My wife told me, all right now. Go Pastor C right. He don't be up here all day. You know, folks, you know, they going, you might be in front of them, but they might not be in front of you all day. So, I appreciate it. The good word. Amen. And I ask the Lord to really bless this church. You know, it's a blessing to come here. If we're not only with family, you know, son and daughter, everybody, my grandson, children, and my little preacher over here. You know, amen. See everybody. My road buddy when he come to the jail ministry, Tom back there. Amen. Been faithful, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I was looking at the bulletin. I say, I don't know, my wife, she didn't give Tammy my message. I didn't see it on there, you know. Then I say, oh, that's good. So I can start anywhere. Amen. Praise God, praise God. In Luke chapter 4, and I'm going to go right to it here. Y'all have to excuse me a little bit. I got this new Bible here. My son-in-law, he just was a Christmas present a couple of years ago. And I have my regular Bible, but I was ashamed to bring it up here because it was falling apart. So Jews, I think I got my new one here. Page is thickening a little bit, amen. But it's all right, amen. I want to talk about the praise and worship team was really that last song, you know, praising the Lord. It's all about Jesus, amen. What we have gone through and what we get ready to go through. I mean, if God don't bless it, amen. We just wasting our time, amen. So here in Luke, chapter 14, amen. Luke chapter 4, verse 14. I'm sorry. Luke chapter 4, verse 14. And it says, and Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. And news about him spread throughout all the surrounding district. And he began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by all. Oh, I wasn't there, but if I was there witnessing some of that, I would say, oh, how Jesus preached with power. Amen. I mean, tell somebody next to you, oh, how Jesus preached with power. Amen, amen. Yes, yes, yes. In 15, it said, and he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as was his custom, he entered synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up and read the book of the prophet Isaiah, and was handed him. And he opened the book and found a place in it and said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he anointed me. To what? To preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim and release the captives. Amen. And recover the sight of the blind. To set free those who are oppressed. And to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. And then the Bible says he closed the book. It is done. Hallelujah. But before it got to that point, and I want to back up for a minute, but this same Jesus came walking to John the Baptist, and then John the Baptist had a line. He was baptizing in the Jordan, and then somebody look around and say, what is this coming? And someone say, that's Jesus. And John then said, no, this is the Lamb of God. Amen. The Lamb of God. This is the one that I've been preaching about. This is the one I've been telling you about. This is the one I told you that I'm not worthy to even tie loose his sandals. This is that Jesus. Hallelujah. And so he, as Jesus came up to John the Baptist and he began to confront him, and John said, no, I should be baptized by you. Jesus said, no, let it be as it is written. As it is written. And so Jesus was baptized, and when he came up out of the water, something happened. Something spectacular happened. The Trinity public display. Here you had Jesus in the water coming up. You had God speaking, and you had the Holy Spirit descending in the form of a dove. Never happened before when all three there became one. And Jesus, the Bible says, began his, he went into the wilderness, and then he began his ministry. But I want to back up here. Well, what happened that day? What happened that day? That was the day when God's glory entered back into man. That was the day when the Holy Spirit enter back into man. Hallelujah. That day, before sin, Holy Spirit was in Adam. Amen. But because of sin, he left. Now, going through Abraham and Moses, he was always with man. Hallelujah. But it was nobody qualified to enter in. Because a lot of us, we still had that curse, that A, B, and O blood. Amen. But this Jesus was the only man that didn't have an earthly father. Hallelujah. So because of he didn't have an earthly father, his blood was pure. Matter of fact, it was qualified for the pureness. Hallelujah. Let's thank God for that. Amen. Let's give him a hand praise. Amen. That was the day that his father's side and his mother's side got together. When his father's side and his mother's side got together, they went into the wilderness. Because one thing they had to get straight, who was going to be in charge. Hallelujah. Are y'all with me? You know, a lot of times, folks accept the Lord Jesus Christ and they become born again, but they don't turn everything over to the Lord. Hallelujah. A lot of times what happened, that old flesh wants to be in charge. Amen. But if you want a blessing from the Lord, Oh, come on, y'all. If you want a blessing from the Lord, you got to turn everything over. Amen. Get the devil back everything, you know. Give him his cigarettes, his drugs, his alcohol. Give everything back to him. Take it all, amen. All his movies, everything. Just give it all back to him. Hallelujah. Because it's a whole new thing getting ready to happen, amen. The Holy Spirit, hallelujah, empowered us. And this is what he did. He drove them into the wilderness to be tempted. And after all the temptation and everything that Satan did, he did not yield. Amen. Oh, thank God he didn't. Thank God. We wouldn't be blessed the way we are blessed today. But because of what he went through and how he went through it, he came out. And he was empowered. Amen. I come today to tell you that's when he took the keys from Satan. Anybody else, Satan would have had him. 40 days and 40 nights. I guess on the second day he would have had me. Only thing he had to do with me and give me some Popeyes. Oh, Lord, that's it. That's it. I give. Amen. But but Jesus, amen. He knew what was at hand. Amen, amen. That only way that we could be saved was through the gift that God put in him. Amen. That glory, that gift, amen, in him was packaged up. The package was for us. And Jesus knew that if he had done anything to use it on himself, he would have been disqualified. But he did what his father required for him to do. And because today we can sing praises today. We can sing praises today. But when Jesus went through it all, the Bible say, oh, how he was empowered, that the power of the Spirit was upon him, that when he went back to his hometown, he went into the synagogue and he just took the book with boldness, amen. And he stood up, said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Hallelujah. Oh, because he's as anointed me, praise God, to preach the gospel. Do we have anybody in here? Hallelujah. That wants to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Do we have anybody want to tell somebody the goodness and the mercy of the Lord? Amen. We must be empowered. Amen. I know you have your Bibles and stuff, but I want you to turn right now for me. Turn to John. Turn to John 15. Praise God. I'm going to start with 14 right here. This is some of the things that Jesus preached with boldness. Chapter 14, verse 6. Amen. And it said, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one come to the Father except, what, through me. Hallelujah. With authority, amen. He didn't say I was a way, but he said I am what? The way, the only way. Many times he went on, he preached about that he was the door, amen. Hallelujah, that anybody want to come to the Father, that's the way they must come. And he went on, he said that in 14:14, he said, if you ask anything in my name, oh, in his name, amen, this the account, the name is under. If you want your blessing, you got to know the name of Jesus, amen. And it says here that if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. I don't see anywhere say I might or I think about it. Amen. But he said, I will do it. And he goes on here in 14, chapter 18, and it said, I will not leave you as what? Orphan. Take it to the bank. You got something. When God took a vessel and how he spoke to the womb of the virgin and say, live, the baby began to grow. And when that child came and was birthed, he wasn't in a Holiday Inn Marriott, but he identified himself as me and you. And the Bible say he was in swaddling clothes in the manger, and how from that point on he identified with the common people. And so as he grew, and when the announcement came, the Holy Spirit decided, well, because of this great thing, I have to go to some of the shepherds and give them the pink slip. Hallelujah. See, the shepherds, what they were doing, they was taking care of some of the flock of the sheep and the different ones that was going to be sacrificed. Amen. But they no longer need that, you know, because the Lamb of God has arrived. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, he's here now. Oh, you can just drop what you're doing and you can go on and you are blessed now. Amen. God saw fit that he allowed Jesus Christ to come in to bless us. Oh, I thank God. I thank God today. He said he didn't leave us with nothing. He didn't leave us as orphans. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. In 15:26, it says, Jesus was telling them about the promise. He said, and when the helper, oh, my, whom I will send to you from the Father. Now, when we say helper, he going to help you to do something. Amen? But if you ain't doing nothing, what the helper going to do? Help you to do nothing. Amen? So, see, a lot of times, folks, could I say this? We don't understand that the Holy Spirit is given for you here on earth. Because you can't do nothing under your own power. People done tried for years and years and years. And everybody, the rich, the intelligent one, even the normal, everybody falls. Amen. But when you meet Jesus, when you begin and to thirst and hunger for what was in him, then you will be able to understand what moves him, why he preached the way he preached. And if you decide to get up and to do something, he will come into your life. Oh, he will help you. He will magnify you. He will give you something to say. Amen. Oh, he will bless you. The words that comes out of your mouth will have substance. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you this morning for your good and your mercy. I wouldn't have made it from your goodness and your mercy. Lord, you saw fit to bless me, to get me up, to give me a new walk. A new talk that I have something to say. Hallelujah. When I go down into the prison ministry, I understand that I'm going to meet all kind of folks. Hallelujah. I'm going to meet generation of folks. They never went to church. Their mama never went to church. Their grandmama never went to church. How am I going to break through to these folks? Lord, what can I say to them to break that yoke? But I ask God, say, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, give me something to say. Give me something that they can hold on to. And every time, the Lord, oh, he'll make a way. We had a young man, and Tom can testify to, been coming in and out of jail, he said, almost for 20 years almost. He had a mental issue. He'd been shot in the head. Hallelujah. But he's still seeking, sitting in the front, got his Bible open, trying to read. But I understood. And I was sitting there, and I said, Lord, I know. He crying, oh, bless his heart. Oh, Lord. But it's nothing to seeking. It's so much tied up. That's the reason why sometimes when some folk before they can receive something, they got to empty out something. That's the reason. I remember when I first started ministry, I tried to preach under my own authority, and I wouldn't get nowhere. Folks were going to sleep. Folk were walking up, leaving out. Amen. Next thing I realized, well, Lord, I need something. Then I went down to a place where my mother, my wife's mother, Jaws for Jesus, in that place, we had a special place in which we call a tarrying room. And now, let me say something to you. Don't get upset when you hear folks, some folks speaking in tongues. If you ain't sure of it, if it ain't you, don't worry about it. Just plenty of other gifts. Amen. Amen. God ain't gonna give you nothing that you scared of. Think you gonna lose control? You gonna be out among the public and all of a sudden you're gonna get shaken. Oh, no, they ain't all about that. Come on, somebody. Amen. But if you want power, this morning I got up. I don't think I woke up anybody. I got on my knees, put the cover on my head, started praying. Then all of a sudden my mind want to wander this way and want to go that way. And I say, Lord. Then next thing I did, I began to speak in my own language. Then next thing, I was beginning to feel empowered. And as I began to be empowered, my mind came back. My thoughts came together. And then I began to get back on track to where I can bring you this message. Hallelujah. I thank God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I praise his name. See, one thing we have to understand, that Satan is real. You can deny him all you want, but he's real. Amen. And so you need somebody in the spirit to take on him. Amen. You can't fight nobody you can't see. You can't put your hand on. But you need somebody to fight for you. Amen. And the Holy Spirit will do that. Amen. See, there's three doors where Satan likes to come in. Through your ideas, through your thoughts, in your suggestion. Hallelujah. And seeing when Jesus was in the wilderness, those was the doors that he tried to sneak in. Amen. So you have to barricade those doors. You can't do it under your own power. Amen. But you have to do it under the power of the anointing of the Lord. Are y'all with me this morning? Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand praise. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You know, with all the power that Jesus had, he still could not deliver Israel. Amen. If everything and all the preaching, all the gathering, he could not in his own home. A lot of time, many people understand sometimes it's hard to break through. I remember reading when Jesus was walking back and forth, and the Bible says, and some of the gospel said he was hungry, but I think that Israel was on his mind. And he saw a fig tree. And when he saw that fig tree, he began to walk faster. There was leaves on it. And a lot of people say, this is not the season where it should be blooming the way it is. So he walked. And as he got closer to that tree, it was bare. Looking good from a distance, but bare. Sometimes in our lives we meet people, or we get connected with some churches that look good, it sound good, but it's no substance. We meet folk preaching fire and brimstone, but when you really get to listen, to hear, it's no substance. That tree represent Israel. How Jesus had been preaching with all the power that he was preaching, but yet they denied the Savior. Now, you must understand this tree was before other trees, but this one was just a big flourishing with leaves and looking good. And I'm imagining that some other fig tree probably look up and say, I wouldn't mind being like this tree. Ain't my time yet. But if I was my time, but this is where I want to be. See, a lot of time we see something, we hear something, and we say, oh, that's what I want. This is where I want to be. But a lot of time we don't understand that it's just looks. Hallelujah. I'm talking to somebody here this morning. Hallelujah. A lot of time we have to wait on the Lord. We must be empowered by the Lord. Hallelujah. I remember I was sitting up getting my lesson together. I thought about what Harriet Tubman said. She said, you know what? I freed 1,000 slaves. But she said, I would have freed 1,000 more if only they knew that they were slaves. Some people so caught up in culture. Some people so caught up in the fast lane. Everybody want Jesus and want a blessing, but it have to be faster than the microwave. We want it yesterday. And a lot of time we don't understand, hallelujah, that it's the mindset what keeping us from our blessing. Hallelujah. That sometimes we have to kneel. We have to humble ourselves. We have to forgive others sometimes. Amen. In order for God to bless us. Hallelujah. See, faith is not knowing what the future holds, but knowing who holds the future. Hallelujah. Did y'all get that? Hallelujah. If you know who holds the future, hallelujah, and begin to follow, begin to humble yourself to the one that holds the future, you will get a breakthrough. Let's get a Lord a hand praise. Let's get a Lord a hand praise. I don't know how much time I got. I'm doing all right, y'all? Huh? Okay. All right. Okay. Now, I remember, hallelujah, when Jesus was walking in, this Pharisee, this person of authority named Jairus, he ran up. It was an urgent matter. And he came to Jesus and he said, "Jesus, my daughter is about to die." Now his faith was, if you come to my house, my daughter will live. And Jesus began to follow him to his house. A lot of time we don't understand. A lot of time we ain't next door. Sometimes we may be 4 and 5 miles. By the time we get there, it might be too late. Amen. But he had Jesus. And as he began to walk, to heal and to bless his daughter, a woman with the issue of blood came, and before she pressed her way through the crowd, she said, "Only thing I have to do is touch the hem of his garment." She didn't say, "I have to touch him," but she said, "Touch the hem." And as she gathered strength and pushed her way through, and she managed to raise her hand to touch, the Bible say Jesus froze. His intention was to keep walking. He had a job to do. Time wasn't on his side. But because of the faith of this woman, she was able to stop the parade. The Bible says, Jesus said, "Who touched me?" People looked around. "Jesus, what you mean, who touched you? Everybody bumping into each other. What you talking about? Who touched you?" He said, "The power drew from my body." Oh, praise the Lord. You mean to tell me that I can have that kind of faith? That even though Jesus is going to service someone else, that I can draw the power? Hallelujah. Where's your faith? Where's your faith? Do Jesus have to come to your house? Or do you have a faith like the centurion said, "Lord, you don't have to come to my house. Speak the word. Speak the word. My servant will be healed. Just speak the word. My servant will be healed." Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every great dream began with a dreamer. Always remember, you have within you the strength, the power of God. That same glory, amen, that was in Christ be in you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm getting ready to close, but before I close, I want you to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Hallelujah. And I want to start with verse 17. Hallelujah. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things passed away. Behold, new things have come." Now, all these things from God, who reconciled us to him through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Namely, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. And he has committed to us the word of what? Therefore, we are what? Ambassadors. That sounds good. Are you an ambassador today? Are the word walking in you today? Do you have that same power? It's for you. It's here. What you gonna do with it? Hallelujah. I don't know if anybody here today, that everybody in here done accept the Lord. Everybody in here have received that power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I don't know. I don't know everybody in here today. But I'm saying you can give it today. Hallelujah. Anybody in here, the first time that never accept the Lord Jesus Christ, let me see your hand. If it's anybody, oh, you can fool me. But you can't fool the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you want this power? Don't you be able to speak life into someone? Want you to be able to help someone? Be able to be in power where you can not only start something and finish something. Hallelujah. Is anybody here? For the first time, stand up. Stand up. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is your first time. Come on up. Praise God. Come on up. What about the pastor? The elders? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? Oh, praise his holy name. Come on, give him a hand praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Don't you know what they're getting ready to do? Even to be, have everlasting life, to be empowered with the glory of God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I think my time will run out. Appreciate it, appreciate it.
Praise the Lord, saints. As the elders speak with those who have come, I still want to let you know that there's still room at the cross. Amen. There's still room at the cross for you. Still room.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
We hope you were blessed by today's sermon and encourage you to continually read and apply God's holy word in your life. To learn more about New Life Community Church's vision, mission, resources, and upcoming events, please visit our website at www.nlccpontiac.org. Or you can also follow us on Twitter at NLCC Pontiac. May God richly bless and forever keep you.